Good morning, good people. It is 13th July 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint Henry. The readings are from Isaiah chapter 1 verses 10 to 17 and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 10 verses 34 onwards to chapter 11 verse 1. We begin reading and reflecting from the ministry of Isaiah. Proofs of love pleases the Lord than the path of piety without compassion and mercy to the least members of our homes and communities. Quote, put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. Cease doing evil. Learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Redress the wronged. Hear the orphan's plea. Defend the widow. Unquote. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 17. The prophet Isaiah pointed out that wherever there is a religious hypocrisy, there is always a shortage of morality and justice. It is not quantity of piety that makes someone being noticed by God, but by the quality of faith accompanied by good actions. God does not expect a multiplicity of offerings and sacrifices offered, rather a heart that cares, loves, and provides the poor. God is after a heart that is sincerely committed to the plan and will of God. The impact of our personal life manifests a deep prayerful life. When neglect and abuse are unleashed against the poor, the orphans and widows from hearts, homes and homelands, God is provoked intentionally. God is looking for proofs of love, mercy and compassion in our life more than a bunch of rituals and an outward display of pious practices. If we feel that the Lord is not good to us, is the evidence of lack of love towards the poor in our lives. The moment we forget, ignore, and become indifferent to the needs of the poor, our prayers lose its power to please God. The responsorial psalm praises, quote, to the upright I will show the saving power of God, unquote. Psalm 50 verse 23. The tone of Jesus in the gospel surprises many today as he lays down his conditions and expectations from a missionary disciple. To follow Jesus means to subscribe the vision of Jesus, navigating the path of the Lord, to embrace a new family of Jesus other than the family of origin, to prioritize the needs of the others over mine, and matching the measures of Jesus without adhering the voices of hatred, crimes, and abuse of all kinds. The demands of Jesus might look far-fetched, yet he invites us to provide for missionary disciples to be active participants in the mission of Christ. Quote, whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he or she is a disciple, he or she will surely not lose his or her reward. Unquote, Matthew chapter 10 verse 42. By welcoming the least members of our community, we entertain God in our encounter with the humanity. This is another way of being a missionary disciple and loving Jesus. Let us purify our hearts and intentions of our service to the humanity, to serve the Lord in humility. May you have a good day. God bless you.